The OTB Brief with Now TV. Stream live action from the PGA Championship this weekend with a Now TV Sky Sports Pass.
Good morning, you're listening to the OTB Brief with Now TV. Stream live action from the PGA Championship and the Emirates Formula One 70th Anniversary Grand Prix this weekend with a Now TV Sky Sports Pass. With your roundup of the sports news this morning, I'm Will O'Callaghan. The most lucrative game in football takes place this evening as Brentford and Fulham battle it out in the Championship playoff final. The winner at Wembley will earn a place in the Premier League next season and win it a windfall of around £160 million. Fulham's top scorer Alexander Mitrovic missed both legs of their semi-final victory against Cardiff with a hamstring issue, but he's set to be fit to play. Cottagers boss Scott Parker has been assessing their opponents.
Going forward, they're a real threat. We've seen that in the three players in the front, scored a lot of goals. So yeah, of course we understand that. I think I said many times before, we concentrate on ourselves, how we can hurt and how we can try and punish Brentford or their flaws. And we're playing against an extremely very good organised team who have done extremely well this year, and there's going to be challenges, of course there are. I also suspect that Brentford have some challenges as well come tomorrow night, and hopefully that their challenge will be more great than the ones that cause us. And if that's the case, then hopefully it'll be a good night. So, yeah, that's what we'll do.
While Brentford captain Pontus Janssen says their squad are well aware of what's on the line.
It means everything. I mean, this is what we're fighting for as a club for a lot of years, especially this year. And we know the financial thing, I mean, how big it is to play in Premier League, one of the biggest leagues, if not the biggest league in the world. So that's from the club perspective, but for us players and squad and the staff and everyone is, of course, the same. This is what we've been fighting for the whole season. Been fighting for since more than day one. It's a dream hopefully come true to get through to Premier League. But we're 90 minutes away against a tough opponent. Probably in Fulham things the same. So it's going to be, like I said, a tough fight.
Derry City have moved up to fifth place in the SSE Airtricity League Premier Division. The Candy Stripes bounced back from their weekend defeat to Sligo Rovers to win 2-0 at St Pat's last night. James Akintunde and captain Conor McCormick were on target for Derry at Richmond Park. Gary Shaw scored twice as Bray beat Longford 2-0 in the First Division, and Athlone Town have their first point of the campaign following a 2-2 draw at Galway United. This evening, Finn Harps will host Shelburne in the top flight, while the meeting of Sligo Rovers and Waterford was postponed yesterday due to a potential case of coronavirus. It was a disappointing start to the new Scottish Premiership season for Motherwell last night. Last season's third place finishers missed a penalty and also had Callum Lang sent off in the closing stages of their 1-0 defeat at Ross County. Leinster must plan for their Heineken Champions Cup rugby quarter-final against Saracens without James Ryan. The influential Ireland lock has undergone surgery after picking up a recent shoulder injury in training. He's set to be sidelined for around 3 months and is also a doubt for Ireland's final two games in the Guinness Six Nations. The Lions boss Warren Gatland says he's spoken with Leinster senior coach Stuart Lancaster about being part of their coaching team for next year's tour of South Africa. Gatland's revealed that he has huge respect for the former England coach and that they've already held a couple of conversations about a potential role in the Lions setup. The British and Irish representative side are due to play the world champion Springboks in 3 tests next summer. Kevin O'Brien has urged his Ireland teammates to play aggressively in today's third one-day international cricket series match against England. Andy Balburnie's team have lost the first two games against the world champions in Southampton. As Ireland seek their first points in the ICC World Cup Super League, O'Brien says they need to come out positively and pressure England's bowlers today. Curtis Kampfer, who's had half centuries in the previous two matches, is set to be promoted up the batting order. Antrim's Mark Allen gets his campaign underway at the World Snooker Championship later. Having reached the recent Tour Championship final, he faces Jamie Clark at the Crucible from 10 this morning. The informed Stephen Maguire, who beat Allen in that Tour Championship decider, goes up against Martin Gould in the afternoon session. And Brooks Koepka feels his game is right there ahead of the first golf major of the year. The American goes in search of a third successive PGA Championship crown on the back of a runner-up spot at the WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational last weekend. Koepka believes everything is moving in the right direction and that his game is solid after recovering from a knee problem. And that's your OTB Brief for this Tuesday morning. These stories and more are available on the new OTB Sports app. OTB AM is live on our social channels from 7:30 with football writer Daniel Harris and Kilkenny hurling legend Eddie Brennan among the guests this morning. We'll be back tomorrow with your OTB Brief.
The OTB Brief with Now TV. Stream live action from the Emirates Formula One 70th Anniversary Grand Prix this weekend with a Now TV Sky Sports Pass.